People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg and I'm with my co-host Larry.
Good morning. Nice to be back as always.
Welcome to the studio, my good man.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Good to be here. For those who are tuning in for maybe the first time, we love that there be new listeners each week. It's an opportunity for us to sort of bring the community to the airwaves, and this isn't your typical public affairs program. This is an opportunity to kind of highlight people in the community that are doing wonderful things and not getting a lot of opportunity to get the word out, not having a lot of money. A lot of these are nonprofits or very, very little profit organizations charitable organizations and people that are just out there trying to do the right thing and needing a platform to get the word out. And that's why we're here.
Yeah, just give them a hand up or whatever you want to call it. Just get them going, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah, so we're here to help people out.
So the plan was today, usually we have guests in each week. I would say out of every 4 weeks, we have three guests, and then we do a week to kind of catch up on what's happening in the community. And today, we're actually going to try a little bit different. We like to recall and sort of re-promote, if you will, some of our past guests, especially those that have events that are somewhat current or happening in the near future.
Or just happened,
correct. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to kind of go back and revisit some of those guests that we've had on in recent weeks, as well as promoting a couple of events coming up, and even one that we're hoping to have somebody on the air with us for next week.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that event. But we'll let the show kind of take its own natural course.
We usually do when we are together.
Yeah.
Alone with nobody else to badger.
We just celebrated Mother's Day, right? A couple days ago.
Right.
Or last week, excuse me.
Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday. And
you were right.
We were talking about, you know, Larry, it's not
I hate to say you're
not,
right, but you were right.
Right, no, it's
2 days.
No, because it's not.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. I can't take a sign. He always blows up our spot that it's not live.
Oh, boy.
But seriously,
one day
I wanted to first, because we didn't say last week, we weren't live last week. We ran an old show.
Right.
So I want to say happy Mother's Day a week late to all of the wonderful mothers of our that are listening to the show and of our of listeners of the station and their mothers. And I must say it's important to point out the absolute, I don't want to say importance again because I said important at the beginning of it, but the importance of having a good mother and the importance of a mother in our lives is really immeasurable. And there's nothing like the love a mother gives her children. And sometimes I feel like we don't spend enough time honoring our parents and our mothers, and we focus it all on one day where Hallmark tells us it's our day for our mother. And I really think you should start doing these things while you have your mother here and while she's with you. Pour the love on her because it shouldn't just be Mother's Day that they take the time to notice all they do. So I wanted to say that even though it's a week late. Happy Mother's Day.
That's okay. Better late than never.
Yes.
But then, I mean, you made a good point, though. You know, Mother's Day is just one day out of the year, but it's really Mom's Day 7 days a week, 24.
It should be, right.
Yeah, and we don't really honor
we
our mothers the way that we ought to, really.
So
we give them a hard time plenty of times.
That's right.
Yeah,
give them agita.
That only knows I did with my mom.
My mom used to say, you give me agita all the time.
Agita, is that Italian?
You know, heartburn, yeah.
Oh,
like, give me like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Agita.
Agita.
Like indigestion. Yeah. It is an Italian thing.
I can see that.
But you were talking a little bit before we got in here today. You've always been very, very keen on helping the Downs community. Downs syndrome is a big part of your life and past relationships and friendships. And you were saying you wanted to get more involved locally and you were going to be taking that initiative. Can you share a little bit of that? Because I really thought that was something that we should talk about.
Yeah, and I think so too. I had the privilege of being close friends with, and still am close friends with Kelly. You know, she we had Kelly here in the yeah. studio several weeks ago or a couple months, and she had a sister that had Down who not too long ago passed away. I think she was 53 when she passed, and then I dated a girl who has a Down daughter, and I believe she's 18 now. And I love her. I mean, she's just so full of life and very, very bright, you know, very bright. I would say she's almost like an overachiever, but she's got the moves. She can dance. I don't really talk to the girl I used to date anymore, unfortunately, but I do see certain things on Facebook, and I was watching her dance, her daughter dance. Mm-hmm. It was the cutest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a fireman's ball or something like that. But they're wonderful, wonderful people, and nobody wants us to pity them or anything like that, because they are very normal. But they're very special because they've got a heart as big as a Montana
Absolutely.
Sky, and never any malice, you know. And they're just so much joy to be around, just a joy to be around. So yeah, I you and I have been batting this around for quite a while. We're trying to get a hold of the Global Foundation, I think.
Yeah.
Down Syndrome Foundation, but we've not had
we've
much
had
luck.
A couple of guests on the show
we have
too, actually
yes we have yeah we yeah. have so we've been successful that way, but I was wanting to target more the local foundations here in the Bay Area, so I'm going to do some research on that and see who we can have on the show and get a lot more information on it, because we've made a lot of advances in the study of Down, but there's a long way to go still, and but they've made huge strides in the past, it seems like, for the past 10 years anyway. So I'd like to find out what we're dealing with now in the Down community. What are the issues that they're faced with now that they really want to confront?
And also, I don't know if you feel comfortable about the statistics of it, so we don't really need to get into specifics, but you did say that there was an abnormally high rate of Down's children born in India.
Yeah, and I have to do more research on that.
Yeah, don't worry about details, because I know we don't want to give anything false or
exactly
sort of
right.
accurate, if you will.
But yeah, so there seems to be a higher incidence of Down in India. I don't know why. I haven't really gotten into it as much as I want to yet, but I will. And then we want to find that out. We want to have somebody on the show that can tell us. Be a lot more informative about that.
So if you're listening to this and you may have some information that would help
us, might.
Maybe you even have a Down's child and you have some information you'd like to share with other parents of Down's, because I do
That's
believe
true.
These are important things. We had on your friend,
Kelly,
Kelly, who actually had a Down's sister
and
who you had a very close relationship with.
Right.
And she really did help a lot of parents in how to deal with these things. And
right,
if you
correct.
Have a child born with Downs, it's not it's not like a death sentence.
No,
you know,
not
you
at all.
You should not look at this as a negative, because so many great things can come from it. And I thought a lot of parents said it was almost like they turned something that seemed like it was a negative and made it feel a lot better and more positive, because there are pluses that come with it.
You know, because I had a relationship with these two ladies, I found, especially with the girl that I dated, that I watched the way that she treated her daughter.
Yeah.
And I also watched the way that her other daughter treated, the one that had Down. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal to watch. And we do learn so much by interaction and being, being involved with families and loved ones that have Down.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot. Now, I don't know if she ever really knew this or if she never knew it as much, because I never really had a chance to share it with her. The girl I dated, but I watched everything she did, and I was absolutely impressed. When you see the love, between a mother, especially between a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a son, that might be, special needs, is something that it does change your life. Even if you're not related to them, if you're associated with them at all, it will change your life. It changed my life, and I mean this honestly. Mm-hmm. As much or maybe even more than my going to Africa. Now, Africa was a milestone in my life. And as you know, I had a show, several years, 3-4 years with Hearts for Africa. It did change my life, but not to the extent that being, involved with people that had Down did, or being involved with the women that had, children or sister with it.
So yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, I think there's something to be said for anybody who takes initiative and actually takes some sort of a I don't want to say a leap of faith, but when you don't even have children yourself, or if you're not directly affected by something, and yet you still take the time to help that world and that community and people that are struggling in that community, I think it says a lot. But it's very, very important that we all, as a community, we support one another in these challenges. Because everything we've seen across of doing the show several years now is that it's the other families and parents and peers that are actually doing the most to help each other, more so than going to these to hospitals or going to to organizations. Because sometimes just real life experience, real life people who have been through it already is more beneficial to a family, to a parent, than going to a hospital and learning about it, or going to, you know, straight to an organization. Because this is the way, you know, sometimes you just don't know what you're in for, what to anticipate or expect.
You don't. And the people that go through it can identify, because they're all going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So this is very personal and it's very intimate to them. And this is why it makes such a huge difference to those people. So it does.
Yeah. So in any case, I think we're in agreement that we just need to support these communities. I really love the fact that that you've sort of re-engaged in that journey to sort of being more involved in the Downs community.
I am. Awesome. So what I'd like to do, and I'd like to say this too before I forget. So before, you know, when we were on the other station, we had quite a response when we were talking about this particular topic, remember?
Yeah, of course.
And we had, you know, quite a response from the community, our listeners at the time.
Yeah.
Which tells you a lot. So that's another reason why I want to revisit this. But I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I would like to get more involved in just going out to the different events and promoting it somehow. And being involved that way, so that's what I want to do too. That way, I'm a lot more up close and personal with what's going on, but not just with the Down community, just other things that we do in the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've got time. My business allows me to be able to do things like that. You know, you're really busy here, but I've got a little bit more freedom, I think, to be able to do that.
You have your own business, which is
I'd like to. That's what I want to do. I've made that decision. Yeah.
Well. We'll continue to talk about this as time goes, and you know, as you get further along in that journey, we'll obviously have more to talk about. We'll have more people on the air with us to discuss it. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
A couple weeks back, we had a gentleman with us from Monk's Pie. It was a really, really wonderful show.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted to promote the website again, and it's just really one of those rare times when, you know, you get a nonprofit or a charitable organization that is at the very start of their journey, and we really did get them at the start of the journey.
Which
just
is
launched.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So the website's monkspie.com, MONKSPIE.com. And we found out that after being on the show, they had an uptick in response to the website and visits to the website. And we even had some listeners that donated. And what's cool about Monk's Pie is you donate, say, $10, and it tells you exactly how many meals are provided with your $10. And I think it's like 18 meals or something with $10 or something along those lines. And then they actually give you a very personal response from whoever you're feeding. So the kid who's actually benefiting will say, "Thank you, Larry, for your donation."
Yeah, and you can see it.
And they show it to you, and they video clips.
I like that.
I really do too. I think it shows that it makes it feel very personal.
Yeah,
you're seeing
does.
Where your money's going. Yep. A lot of people will say, like, "I don't like sending money to places because I just don't know if it's getting to where it's supposed to go, my intended target." But in this case, they do. And we saw a nice response. And it made me so proud that any of our listeners, anybody who listens to this show, would actually go and donate. And I hope that if you're hearing this for the first time, maybe you'll even donate $1, $2. I'm talking small amounts, too.
That's
it's
all
only
we're
up
asking.
To $100. Yeah. Like, you can only donate $100. I think that's the max. So you can even donate $2 and provide 4 or 5 meals to some children.
Which is pretty.
Or some, you know, hungry
unbelievable.
Kids.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. So Monk's Pie. Last week we reran a show from the Spark event that was happening.
Yep.
The RMSI gentlemen who were here, which is a great organization, and again, very educational, very very focused on children and, mm-hmm. and bettering their lives and giving them better education and making them work together. And that event was last weekend. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't spoken to them how it went, but we know that was a big deal for them. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to send a shout out to the Aram Sai guys, and hopefully that event went very well. Real Options had its Relay for Life last
week. They did, and it was very successful, so thank you for supporting that.
Yeah, I mean, Chris was here a couple weeks back and said that they were very, very excited about the event, and they thought it looked like it was shaping up to be pretty great.
It exceeded their expectations, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and speaking of that, so there's another, if you like that kind of 5K thing, like the races and the walks.
I just walk in front of you,
Larry, if you took the sheet, if you remember.
Okay.
Yeah. VIBHA, V-I-B-H-A.
Is that what it says?
Tell them a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Okay, it's the support in the Lucille Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford. Mm-hmm. This is also very personal to me, but it's the 20th year of VIBHA, and they call it the Dream Mile, introducing new category in 2018 with 5K walk. That deals with me. Medals to all finishers, even 5K and 10K. Tech t-shirts to all participants, professionally timed, early staggered start, free food.
Free food.
I'll go for that.
That usually gets people out.
Yep. Free event photographs, free parking, carnival for the kids, pacers for half or full marathon runners. So anyway, this is on the 3rd of June, it's called Walk Run 5K and 10K Half Full Marathon, and it's at 800 Embedded Way in San Jose, California.
800 Embedded Way.
That's quite
What's the name of the event again? It's like...
It's the Dream Mile.
The Dream Mile, yes.
The Dream Mile, Bay Area Dream Mile.
So I'm confident we're going to actually get somebody in here next week to talk about this
event. Yeah, that's our hope.
And I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, so please forgive me if this is inaccurate, but our friends at communityseva.org, which is a nonprofit that feeds and supports homeless in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. They're involved with this particularly. And one of the gentlemen who's the founder of communityseva.org is going to probably be joining us on the show as well.
Okay.
So that's also coming up.
Yeah.
I'm very, very eager to see how that event turns out. So it'd be nice to talk about it. I think people like doing, it's almost like a good way to get out of the house on a weekend. And
it is.
Exercise, you know, usually it's almost like a fair.
What day does that fall on the 3rd? What day is it, a Saturday?
I believe the 3rd is a Saturday. Yeah. Let me look right now.
I'd like to go to that.
It's a Sunday, excuse me.
Oh, what's that?
So it's like a day out of the house, really,
yeah,
you know?
It's true.
Get you out of the house.
I told you this story about my friend whose daughter was in this very facility.
Yeah, can you explain that?
Without getting too personal.
Yeah.
The girl that I dated had a daughter, has a daughter who has Down, and she was in this facility. To hear her say it, her daughter actually flatlined at least once, and I think she had said twice, there at the hospital. And my girlfriend at the time just thought the world of this hospital, and I had the privilege to visit it for some other reason. I can't remember what it was, but I got a chance to tour the facilities there, and the people are just phenomenal there.
Yeah,
but they deal with life and death situations all the time, you know, with children, and I couldn't say more about what they do for our community. So do your best to get out there and support this event, because it's really a very worthwhile cause to do that.
Yeah, so that's really cool to see these community events. I know, a lot, especially this time of year, so many things. I know like that same weekend is like the Greek festival in San Jose. There's a lot of these like cultural festivals start happening
now.
Well,
it's that time of the year.
Yeah, I love love it because you get a chance to sort of celebrate a heritage where you get to eat the foods of those particular people, you know, whether it be Greek or whether it be Vietnamese or whether it be Italian or Korean or, you know, whatever it is. I think these, and this actually, this particular weekend, not only is the Ghana Music Festival happening, which is a huge first time ever music festival across 2 days here in the Bay Area at the Shoreline Amphitheater,
which
we're promoting and partnering. But as well, in addition to that, the Maya Bazaar is happening, which is a huge cultural event for our listeners. And it's last year was a massive, massive event. And the year before was a huge event. And we're excited that that kind of cultural festival happens. And people who are not only South Asian Indians, people from all over the world that live here in the Bay Area get to experience the culture, the food, the dancing,
the clothing.
I'm sorry. There's so many different elements that you really learn about when you go to the cultural events.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know personally, it's for me, I always really enjoy those moments. I really enjoy getting to sort of feel what it's like to be from that different parts, from these parts of the world, you know?
I mean, well, how about you? I mean, you're Italian. Do they got to have something like that? I mean, Greeks,
of course.
Close.
Even here, they do the Italian festival, but it's a little different. Like, if you're over in the East Coast, there's several things, like the San Gennaro Festival in New York City. If you've never been there, San Gennaro Festival happens usually in late August, I believe it is, and it's a huge thing down in Little Italy in Manhattan, where it, when I tell you it is massive, it is massive, but it's like become so mainstream now, you know, in Little Italy in general has become very mainstream.
Yeah.
But it really gives you, you want to taste Italy and the real taste of Italy. I'm not just talking pizza and pasta and lasagna. I'm talking the real taste of Italy. You go for this event and it's just such a cool thing. And it's, again, it's, you know, most people would say it's a watered down representation of what it's like in Italy, but for people here, it's a good way of exposing them to it. So anyway, it's a really, really nice opportunity to do that. And there's so many of these events coming up. But even something like this, where you could take the family out, do a walk, do a run, you know, and you still have a full day ahead of you when it's over, but you get some free food. And
And they got a carnival for the kids.
Yeah, you know, it's quite fun.
I'd probably do those rides.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So what else is, I'm trying to think. I know there's something else that we have besides the, as far as nonprofits are concerned, there's something else that's coming up that we're missing in June. Another big local event that's happening, and I can't seem to remember what it is. But let me just give you this information about the Maya Bazaar, because now that I mention it, it should be mentioned if you're going to join them. Let me see if this on. Actually, never mind.
Why?
Because I realize that it's on Saturday.
Oh,
so that's not going to do me any good.
Oh,
hopefully it was a successful.
All right,
event.
So you screwed up too. I like
hope
that.
Hope it was a successful event, though.
All right, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, so we have about 7 or 8 minutes to go in the show, Larry. Let's kind of take it back home a little bit here. I always like to talk to you about this because I feel like you're someone who brings great perspective to the show. You bring great perspective in general. We've been in.
He's only saying this because this is on the show.
Yeah, it's true. Off the air, I would never tell you this.
No.
You got to take it and enjoy it.
I know. I do.
But I'd like to know from you. I mean, we're very different times we live in now. Mm. You read the headlines every day, and it's something political you have to think about.
Yeah.
There's genocide. Just crazy times. And I'd like to get a little bright glimmer of hope from you. I'd like you to provide some perspective to our audience.
In reference to
just where, like, how should we be approaching? How do we not let these hardships and these headlines affect our lives? How do we continue to do good things for good people and try and stay on the path that is more of a giving and helping path than selfishness?
Yeah.
When all around us, it's all about selfishness.
Well, I have my faith.
Yes.
And I they would call me a Christ follower. So this is what gives me my perspective in life. But this is me. In general, though, most of us have some kind of faith or another. And I think just believing in God or believing in something, just believing in man's humanity, the man, you know, if you can be that way. I think anytime, just the way we're wired as people, anytime we can help somebody, Anytime we can be of assistance to anybody or for any cause, that gives us a reason to live.
Right.
And I think as long as we can be involved in helping people out, no matter what it is, you're helping. You know, you're helping somebody, you're helping somebody that's hurting, you're helping a cause, you're helping to better the planet in some way or
right.
another, regardless of your faith or your belief systems. But if you can just get out there and make a difference that way, and we talk about it all the time. It doesn't have to be big.
And also, people say they don't have time, right? Most people say
yeah, but
have time
we do
to
have
do
time. We do have
but
time.
How do you find the time? How do you find, if you don't have money, you know, some people say, I just don't have extra money. There's still ways you can be involved.
Always ways. But, I always pray for an opportunity. Trust me, God always puts me in the face of opportunity when it comes to helping people out.
Right, right.
And I've shared some of that with you.
Yeah.
But there's no lack of things to help out with.
Right.
If you really want to help, you'll find it. You don't have to have any money. You don't have to have any money. I mean, you can go online and get emails of homeless people helping to do something to make the situation around them better for other homeless people. They don't have anything, not even a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still, helping people out in their situation. So you don't have to have money in order to help people out.
Yeah, I do think that's important to say, because that's one of the things I'll always hear is like, I'm too busy, I wish I could do more.
I think it's a bunch of baloney.
It is an excuse, but most people are busy, and a lot of people have a lot of things going on in their lives. And I can understand how you feel like you're overwhelmed, and you might not have time to donate your time. You might not be able to go and spend a whole Saturday.
This is true.
And taking donations or volunteering your time.
Yeah.
But like you said, go to the website of Monk's Pie. Do something.
Anything.
Even if it's the tiniest thing.
Yeah.
Do something good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only does it help whoever you're donating your time and money towards, it also helps you, right?
Sure.
It's fulfilling. I think some of the greatest things we do in life, we don't recognize how fulfilling it is. It's not always the best feeling when you want to go, like say I'm going out on a Friday night, and like let's go to a movie. And you go to a movie and sometimes that movie wasn't that good. And you're like, we just wasted $25 on this movie, right?
It's not
always going to be the greatest thing in the world and feeling, but I almost guarantee you every time you do something, whether it's donating a dollar, whether it's donating your time or doing a run or whatever it is, you will walk out of there feeling fulfilled. And to me, that really is what life is about.
You know what? Somebody said to me more than one time, what you're doing is really a sacrifice. They're talking about me doing the show, right? I said, are you kidding me? I said, I'm sorry, but it's not a sacrifice at all. You know that.
No, they say all the time, like, it's so not, nice what you guys are doing. It's like,
It's nothing. I mean, Greg and I look at this as like an opportunity to help. This is a privilege. This is an honor for us. I mean, if some people look at it and say, you're sacrificing your time. No. I mean, that's a small, little, tiny little thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
We love doing what we do. We really love doing what we do. So it's not a sacrifice in the way you would think it would be.
It's true. I see how many times people say, it's so great what you guys are doing with the show. It's so cool that you're doing. And I'm like, really? If this is something that I can do on my time, where I'm at, where I work, if there's one thing I can do, it's this. It's absolutely not going overboard or way. I feel like I can always do a lot more. And I have a struggle myself with always wanting to do more than I do. And this is one of those things I can say, well, at least I do this. And like it's something, it's a start. But there is so much more that I can do, and I acknowledge that, and that's why I do not begrudge anybody for not doing something, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try, and
that's
it doesn't
true.
Mean you can't start today or tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because if you've been going, 30, 40 years without doing anything for anybody, I have a hard time believing that. Find something that you really, that's close to home and do something small. That's really all you can ask, is to try and do something small. Because if we all do something small every day, a hell of a lot better place to live, this world.
Yeah. How much time we got?
We are down to our last minute 30. So last thoughts before we head out of here for another week, Larry.
Thank you for listening to our show. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a reason for being here. Really.
Yeah, it's true.
So thank you for that.
And then I wouldn't be blessed with your presence every week.
Nor am I yours.
Well, I should say.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't be blessed with your presence. I guess that's one of the few negatives.
You'll get it right.
Larry, thanks so much for being here. Next week, again, too, we'll be back. We'll have a guest here.
Yeah.
Again, sometimes it's nice to remember our friends that have been here in the past weeks. Go to monkspie.com. Make a donation. Everything is very self-explanatory, and they're very legit.
Cool website. I love it.
Realoptions.net. Yep. We're talking about the Relay for Light. RMSI. Go check out their website. CommunitySeva.org. And then, of course, for your event over there.
Yeah, the Dream Mile. And what's
the website? Does it have it on there?
See if you can see that.
Yeah, the website is thedreammile.org/Bay Area. Couldn't be any bigger there.
I missed it. I don't read anything, and you know that.
I'm just joking. It's the 20th year of the VBA's Dream Mile. Thedreammile.org/Bay Area.
Okay,
if you want to register. Yeah, early bird is over, but it's benefiting Lucile Packard Children's Hospital in Stanford.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal hospital. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.